Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFSR on the gram. We will be joined by Frank Kaminsky, NBA veteran power forward, at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, we'll talk NBA Finals and more with him, and then Shop Talk will end up the hour. Rob G, Tracy McGrady, who we had on the show, I think it was last week, he's been making the rounds, and he said something eye-popping about Jason Tatum in comparison to Kevin Durant. Rob G, read us the quote that T-Mac gave.
Well, before he talked about that, he said, Rob Parker, you still haven't found that video of me talking about the series.
Yeah, you know
over.
Why I don't have it? Because you know why? Because the TV reporters weren't let in. And so he was asked, or he said it to writers, and it was never recorded. That's why he says.
On video.
Right? Likely
on video.
Tape likely record. Excuse.
Well, anyway. But it was in the newspapers.
It was.
Yeah,
we
don't trust the newspapers.
No, it was, Chris. You know that story. It's a true story, and that's why he says, get me the videotape, because you know there's no
because
you know there's no
right?
videotape.
20 years later to say
right.
it.
He knows there's no videotape.
A lot of people probably are like, you know what? It didn't happen.
That's right.
It did happen. Hey, you know what?
Younger people.
Everything wasn't recorded, Chris, believe it or not. Otherwise, we'd have a video of the...
Rob, did you, when you were a beat writer early on, I'm sure eventually you did.
Did I record everything?
Yeah, with the tape. Remember we had the little hand tape recorders?
Tape recorders. We used to.
My first year, if I'm not mistaken, with the Cavaliers, I don't know if I had recorded everything. Or I may have recorded it, but for a lot of stories, I didn't have time to just go back and listen to my tape.
No, because you don't have an hour to listen to the tape. Right.
I went a lot of what I had in my little Broussard's version of shorthand.
Rob G, you've seen these reporters' notebooks. It's like a doctor writing a prescription. You can't even read this.
You're literally, back in the day, we were literally writing off what they're saying. You had to have your own version of shorthand. But anyway, Rob G, tell us what what T-Mac said about
Jason Tatum. T-Mac was interviewed by NBC Sports Washington, their website over there, and he was asked about Jason Tatum's long-term potential. Here's what he said. I think he can be really good. We're talking KD status. I think this kid has the potential to be that good. He's already showing glimpses of that in his young NBA career. I think he has the ability to win multiple championships, be an MVP of the NBA, he definitely has that ability.
That's a mouthful. Some of what he said isn't far-fetched. Can he win multiple rings? I mean, Rob, we did that for trolling or rolling yesterday. As I think about it, I roll with it, but I think it's more of a troll. Two championships is a lot. And, he may get it. It's just hard to say.
We talk about it all the time. It's hard to win, Chris. Are you kidding?
It's hard to win, man. I mean, if
LeBron's played 20 years, he's got four.
And to that point, Rob, if you had told me in 2004 or 2007 that LeBron is, when he first went to the finals, remember, that LeBron James is going to play 20 years or let's say 19 years. And have four championships, I would have been like, no way. He's getting more than that. But he only has four, as great as he is. It's hard to – Shaq, Rob, has four. Shaq!
This is what I'm saying.
Olajuwon's got two.
Everybody's acting like, oh, yeah, you're going to pile them up. It's not that easy. That's why when you look at Michael, and you look at Tim Duncan and guys like that, and you look at those numbers, you know, they're impressive. But most guys only get, Chris, you might get one or two if you're lucky. And you just said it. LeBron, we're going year 20.
Right. Well, and also, Rob, with the Lakers repeated in 1987-88. Before that, Rob, it had been 20 years since the team repeated. 20 years, no repeat champ. Now, you had a lot of teams that returned, but they didn't repeat as champions. And it is difficult. I mean, who thought Giannis wouldn't be in the finals this year? Very few people. And so it's going to be tough. I do think he could be an MVP one day. I definitely think that. I think Jason Tatum is phenomenal.
And we're not knocking his career, Chris, and you're right. Like, he's a tremendous player. But to say, like, automatically because he's in the finals this year, like, he hadn't even won anything yet.
Yeah, and look, I mean, he's off to a great start. He's played in, is it four conference finals? And now he's in the NBA finals. What I love, he's got handle. He can shoot the three. He can shoot the mid-range. He can finish at the rim. He hasn't played well inside the arc so far in this finals, but he's got those abilities. I would like to see him add a post game for series like this when he's struggling in other areas. You can go to that post game, but look, he's not the only one. Most players, a lot of them don't even work on their post game with their trainers anymore, but I would like to see him add that. And Rob, look, he did outplay Kevin Durant in the first round of the playoffs, but here's what I'll say. The thing that is the most shocking, and at this point I would say I don't think he can get there, is that he could be as good as Kevin Durant. Now, there's a point, Rob, when you achieve and accomplish so much that people have to give it to you and say you're better than – I mean, there's a long – many years, Rob, I wouldn't have said Tom Brady was better than Aaron Rodgers, even though he had more Super Bowls. But it got to be you're winning so many that you just got to give it to him. Or Peyton Manning, for that matter, you know. So, if Tatum does go on a stretch and just wins a ton of titles, Rob, then you got to rethink it.
Right.
But and look, I think he handles it better than KD, better ball handler. I wouldn't say at this point a better passer or decision maker. Can be a better defender, perhaps. But the thing that KD has that will always have him kind of in rarefied air, Rob.
I love
that he's
term.
7 feet tall.
Yep.
He's a unicorn. He called Kristaps Porzingis a unicorn. Talk about something that didn't age well. But he himself is a unicorn. Like, people would talk, Rob, about Dirk Nowitzki, the best shooting big man ever. That's over. Kevin Durant is the best shooting big man ever. He's a 7-footer with perimeter, legitimate guard skills. And he can go off the dribble. He can finish, obviously, at the rim. He can shoot the mid-range. He can post you. He can shoot the three. And who knows? I mean, look, the way the game is today, we will start to see more players like KD. But he was the, if not the first, if you want to say Dirk, which I would say Dirk, Durant took Dirk to another level.
Right.
And so that's the thing. Like, Jason Tatum is great, Rob. And I don't want to belittle it by saying there's a lot of 6'8 guys like that. But he's not going to be as unique as Kevin Durant.
And that's exactly it. It's just that. Is that we hadn't seen anybody do that, what Durant was doing, handling the ball, being almost 7 foot tall.
Right.
And being able to shoot from anywhere, Chris, right? I mean, there's a lot of stuff, and I think that separates him. That's why he's unique. That's why people regard him as one of the all-time great players. And it's not a slight at all to Jason Tatum. Chris is right. There are a lot of players who are his size who have been able to do what he does. He just does. He's another great one who can do it. But in basketball, if you're that size, Chris, that's a basketball player build right there. And right?
Absolutely. You think of the guys that we all remember, Rob. They were unique. Russell and Chamberlain when they came along. I mean, athletic 7-footers. They weren't George Mikan, all right? They weren't just – and I'm not dissing George Mikan.
They weren't pedestrian, right.
But, right, they were athletic 7-footers. Dr. J, I mean, he brought street ball to, you know, professional basketball. Magic and Bird, guys their size with their passing ability and playmaking ability. Michael Jordan. His combination of fundamental skills and athleticism, and he just dominated so much. And then you go LeBron. LeBron, Rob, is the size of Karl Malone.
Right.
And look at what he's doing on the perimeter. And then you go to a Steph who's, you know, shot with this range we hadn't seen before. Like, those are the types of guys, Shaq, that we all really are like, wow. That's what we remember because – they were so unique, and you put Durant, and whether you put him on that group or not, certainly you put him in the group with Steph, his uniqueness just makes him stand out, and that's the thing. I mean, again, if Tatum just goes off, Rob, and wins a ton of championships.
Then you reevaluate Then you reevaluate it, and you change his position. But to think automatically like he's going to get there and displace Kevin Durant. I'm with you. I'm not there. I can't see it yet. And we both could be wrong.
I love Tatum, but will he ever be in that, like, the top two discussion of best player in the world? Because Giannis is only, like, 3 years older than him.
Giannis ain't going nowhere.
Luka is better. Not at this point, Ja, but maybe Ja will become better. He's got guys that he has to climb. That's the question. Durant, whether you think he was the best player in the world at one point or not, he was right there. It was him or LeBron. He was top two. And will Jason Tatum get to that point? And I didn't even mention Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, guys like that. So maybe he will, but I don't know that you can come out and say it right now. And Rob, we talked last week, Bradley Beal said he could be the face of the league. So he's getting love, and I love his game.
He should get love. He's in the finals, and I get it. And he went through a difficult road. They beat the Nets.
Right. It's been a while since somebody had road that hard.
Right. They beat the number one seed Miami. They might not have all the star power or the names like that, but they still were the number one seed in the East. So when you look at the road that he went through, he should get love. People should sing his praises. People should expect big things out of him. But he doesn't go to the head of the class, okay? Right. It just doesn't go like that.
Right. All right, your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Can Jason Tatum be as good or better than Kevin Durant one day? Your turn to weigh in. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. So you know what to do if you're dealing with a dead battery. Go to AutoZone. You won't be sorry because it's America's number one, numero uno battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you are having battery trouble, head on to the zone. AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination.
What are you doing wearing that blasphemous T-shirt? What is that?
What's blasphemous about it?
It doesn't say Motown on it. It says Yo-Town. What is that?
Yes. My cousin years ago started a clothing, like a T-shirt line, and you see it says Yo-Town. And right. It has like the Motown symbol. And on the back is, on the back of this shirt says New York City.
Okay.
So there were ones for every town. If you were from Detroit, if you were from Miami or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just wondering. I'm looking at that going, what is that? I know the Motown.
Yo-Town.
That's an iconic record cover, Chris,
oh, yeah.
Right? The Motown.
Absolutely. When I was a little kid,
with the map,
and they had records back then, right?
Right.
And I would look through my parents' 45s and all that. The way I would judge whether or not I want to hear a song was from the label. I don't even know if I could read back then.
Right. But
I would see
the
Motown
right.
label, say, that's the Jackson 5's label. Let me put that on. And I would hear it. And no. So you're absolutely right about that.
That totally makes sense with the label, but that's iconic for people who have never seen the Motown record label.
Yep.
It's pretty sweet. All right.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. Jason Tatum, can he ever be as good as Kevin Durant? Your turn.
All right. Let's kick it off, Chris, with Sergio in El Paso. You're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sergio?
What's up, Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob, man? Hope you guys are well.
Hey what's
Rob,
good?
Hey, Rob, I'm thinking about moving to SoCal soon, so hopefully I catch a little comedy show of yours. I'll be the loudest guy in there.
Come on, man.
You better come tomorrow.
I wish you were moving tomorrow.
I wish I was too, Rob. I wish I was too.
Let me say this, because Chris... Of course, I don't have any grand visions that I'm going to bring the house down.
Yes, you do.
People are going to be
like, oh my God,
Rob is so funny. Whatever. No, I'm going to get a couple of chuckles and laughs. I'll be happy with it. I got low expectations.
Well, hold on. Okay, let's say it goes okay.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yep.
You don't tear the house down, but you're not a bust. It goes okay. You want to do more, I assume.
No,
right?
I'll do more. I'll go to El Paso for the next show.
Will you do more regardless?
I mean,
obviously,
unless,
if you tear down the house, you're doing more.
Of course. If it's a bomb, total bomb, then no. But
really?
If it's decent.
This would be your last one?
Yeah. If it's a total bomb, I can't expect it to be a total bomb because I think I have pretty good jokes. I'm ready to go. I do. I really do. But anyway, go ahead, Sergio. We don't want to cut your time.
No, that's fine, Rob. As long as you make people laugh, mission success, man. I make music. If five people listen to it and listen to it on their daily, that's a success, man. But I think, like Chris said earlier, if Jason Tatum eventually gains more accomplishments than Kevin Durant, which I don't think he will. He can, but I don't think he will. Then maybe eventually, like a lifetime achievement award. Yeah, Jason Tatum had a better career than Kevin Durant. But if you put the best version of Jason Tatum, I don't know when that will be. Maybe it's been or whatever, against the best version of KD. KD, you can put on any team and they become a championship team. Can you say that about Jason Tatum right now or in 3 years? That's the question to me.
Well, in fairness, and as much as I want to credit KD, can you say that about KD? I mean, he hasn't won outside of Golden State. You can say they'd be a contender.
A contender, yeah, definitely.
Okay, you say a championship team.
Yeah, that exactly.
Okay.
All right, appreciate the call, Sergio. The
only person I've seen in this era that I can say that about is LeBron. Wherever he goes, that's a championship team.
But just don't win all the time. Drew in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
In short, I don't ever see him being better than KD, but I can see him being the best player in the league. Also, I think we need to stop platforming Draymond Green. I think he's single-handedly put himself in the Hall of Fame. He single-handedly, by talking, by having his name in the media, gave himself all-star appearances. How can you have three rings and then say you're a Hall of Famer with three all-star appearances that you don't deserve, averaging double digits? Meanwhile, Ron Harper has five rings. There's no discussion about him being in the Hall of Fame. And I don't want to put Ron Harper in the Hall of Fame. That's all I got.
Right. No, look, that's an interesting discussion. First of all, Rob, he's right. We have given how many Draymond segments have we done over the last week and a half? Just because he said stuff, right? But I will say this. I do think Draymond, Rob, is a Hall of Famer. Now, it's because of the accomplishments. But Ron Harper, as good as he was on those Bulls teams and on those Lakers teams where he won a ring or rings, Rob, he was not a part of the core, like big two or three. Draymond Green, his numbers do not tell the story. Draymond Green was an integral part of this dynasty. His defense is tremendous. His playmaking is critical, which allowed Steph to be off the ball and running around like Reggie Miller and shooting his shots. And so I get it. The numbers don't look great, but watching the game, the dude is important. He's more important to these teams than Ron Harper was. I don't want to see Robert Horry or Ron Harper or Steve Kerr or in the Hall of Fame. But I do think Draymond's a different level. I think Draymond's similar to Dennis Rodman, Rob. Rodman wasn't a great skilled player, but I think they both were integral parts just the way they played. Would you agree with that?
I think Rodman... What did he win? Seven
his
rebound titles.
Was far
superior.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And then he won at a different place. He was one in Detroit two, and then he went to Chicago and won three. I think that's
but
separate.
Based on Detroit, he wouldn't have been a Hall of Famer based off Detroit, right?
No, probably right. Probably
but
not. Probably
it was
not.
Going.
But you know
went
what I'm
other
saying?
Places,
he went,
put
and
up
and
big
won.
Numbers
right,
rebounding
right.
wise. Then he goes to the Bulls. Because what he did, remember what he did in San Antonio? Even though he kind of imploded, his numbers rebounding were tremendous. And then he goes to Chicago and puts up those rebounding numbers and they win. All right, we got Frank Kaminsky joining us in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a veteran NBA power forward. We are happy to welcome him to the show, Frank Kaminsky. Frank, how are you, man?
What's happening, Frank?
Hey, Rob. How's you guys doing? I'm doing really well.
Great. We are good, man. Thank you for joining us here on The Odd Couple. And look, we were just talking about the 80s and 90s versus today. Now, I don't know if you saw J.J. Redick on First Take going at it with Stephen A. Smith. said, we're insulted that you media guys keep talking about how much tougher the 80s and 90s were. Draymond Green, I'm not sure if you're aware, kind of got into a verbal back and forth with Cornbread Maxwell of this old Celtics teams about, you know, how guys were supposedly tougher back then. What is your feeling? I mean, is it that prominent among players today that they're like, man, these dudes keep talking about the 90s and how tough it was. We're tired of that. Is it that prominent among players?
I think it is. I mean, it's at least a discussion. It's something that's talked about a lot in media. Obviously, older people who are 80s and 90s purists love to believe that their era of basketball is the best that's ever happened. But, I mean, just the fact of the matter is, and I agreed with what Draymond said, he said today's NBA, you have to be much more skilled than you did back in the 80s and 90s. And I believe that's true. Obviously, there were exceptions to the rules that played in 80s and 90s and skill sets that would have translated. But in today's NBA, you need to have so much more skill and be much more than a one-dimensional player, especially on the offensive end and on the defensive end. You know, offensively, you have to be able to step out and shoot threes and be able to put the ball on the floor and pass. Defensively, you got to be able to switch 1 through 5. The spacing is way different. Guys have much more room to operate. You have to be able to defend one-on-one. I just think I think the game has evolved and players need to be more skilled. It's like in anything. You got to adapt or you're not going to sink or swim. So in today's NBA, I do agree that you need to be more skilled. While maybe the 80s and 90s were tougher to play in and guys were getting in fights and arguments and there was somebody getting laid out every single night, I didn't watch as much basketball back then as I do now. But I can say you need to be more skilled.
Frank, I hear you on that. But the other part, too, is defensively and the way that they guarded you, you can't touch anybody. It's easier to score now in the NBA. Would you agree with that? From a defensive standpoint, right?
I think so. But that's more so, as I talked about, the game has evolved. You know, fans and everybody wants more offense. That's what people get excited for. Like, nobody wants to see the defensive battles that are 85 to 83 at the end of the game. Fans want points. And what comes with that is, you know, guys get fouled and get to the free throw line. So you have more, what is it, the freedom of player movement? That whole movement has changed the game and evolved the game into what it is now. So defensively back then, yeah, it was much more physical. But now guys, I don't know if you want to call it softer calls, but that's just the way the game is played. And it's not comparable to different eras. Basketball in the 2015 on is just much different than basketball in the 80s and 90s. It's the same sport, but a different game.
You were drafted, of course, and played the first 4 years of your career in Charlotte. So you were drafted by Michael Jordan, who many people, I would say most people, refer as the GOAT. Do you have any great Jordan stories? I mean, did he ever come out? I know earlier.
Did he give you a pair of Jordans? That's what I want to know.
Did he come out and play with you guys at all? Or because earlier in his ownership, he would sometimes play. Did he ever do that with you guys? Or did you ever get to see, you know, any of his game up close and personal?
No, he never came out and played with us. He for sure made sure that I wore his shoes, though. I did get blessed with a lot of pairs of Jordans. And, you know, as a kid from Chicago, you grew up a Bulls fan. That was pretty amazing. But, you know, he would come into some film sessions sometimes, talk to guys one-on-one about what he was seeing. You know, MJ's the most competitive person I think I've ever had the privilege of.
So even as an owner, you saw that.
His conversation with you is like a competition. It's almost like intimidating. Like, he's talking at you. And for me, like I told you, I was a 22-year-old kid from outside of Chicago, the biggest Bulls fan. So, like, MJ's talking to me, telling me what I need to be doing in basketball. I'm like, I'm listening.
Right.
Like,
right.
So there's some people, it's hard to put into words. And I'll tell you a funny story. The first time he ever called me, I don't answer calls normally from numbers I don't have saved.
Right, so block numbers, right?
Number.
Right.
Yeah, so I denied his first 3 calls. And then I was like, I should probably answer this one, because it was a number I didn't have saved. It wasn't a Charlotte number. It wasn't anything like that. And I was just like, I answered the phone like, hello? And he was like, "What's up? It's NJ." And I was like, "I'm so sorry that I just denied those first three calls."
That's crazy. Hey, wow. Frank, I do want to get you were in Los Angeles for a couple days with the NBA Players Association. You got to do some broadcasting, learning the business at USC that I was a part of. Just real quick, did you enjoy it? And maybe after, obviously you're a young guy, but would you think about being in this business, you know, down the road after you stop playing basketball?
Absolutely. I loved it. There was things coming into it that I was nervous about. I didn't know how it would be, you know, practicing, interviewing, you know, reading off a teleprompter, being in a debate, doing things like that. Because for me personally, I can talk about basketball. And I hopefully you saw that, Rob, that I can just sit and talk basketball. Like, that's what I love to do. I love to talk the game. I didn't know how I would do debating. And the first time I ever debated with you in that program, you kind of made me feel like I'm not ready for that yet. definitely a true professional when it comes to that. But yeah, it's something I absolutely want to pursue when my playing career is over, whether it be a color analyst or just being able to talk basketball. That's just what I love to do. It's been a huge important thing in my life, and I feel like I'm able to see things and articulate them and talk through them. So it'd be fun.
You did well. You did really, really well. Last thing, we need to ask you about the game tonight, Game 3, big game in Boston. Who do you like in this game? And we talked about this. You know, you dropped that stat today when we were talking about the team with a 1-1, a team that wins that Game 3 wins at an 83% clip. Who do you like tonight?
Which is a stat that's pretty insane to me. You know, as someone who's played in I played in the finals last year, and we went up 2-0 on Milwaukee and then lost four straight games. So, that Game 3, I guess, is pretty important. But because if we would have won that one, it would have been a completely different series. But I think I like Golden State tonight. I just think from an offensive perspective, their offense, you know, most guys enjoy playing at home. Shooters like to shoot at home, but their shooters are so good they can – pretty much, I mean, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, they can all shoot the ball anywhere. You know, I think Golden State got kind of stunned by, I think maybe game one made them relax a little bit. I don't know what that was, but game two, Golden State just came out and absolutely dominated them. So I think that momentum can roll. So I'm picking Golden State tonight.
Frank, quickly before you go, and you mentioned last year you guys being up 2-0. Most observers thought the series was over.
Yep.
Everybody was already saying, okay, Chris is going to get his first ring. What does this mean for his legacy? Where does he rank among all-time great point guards? I know you guys didn't celebrate and talk openly about these guys aren't that good in Milwaukee or anything like that, but was there kind of an underlying feeling of we got this, like, we're about to win the championship, and maybe a little relaxation or anything, even if it's subconscious?
I don't think it was necessarily like that. I don't want to say there was, because I can't speak for everybody else. I mean, our preparation for every game felt, even game six, going into game six, I think our preparation was great. And I mean, we had our chances. Game three, we didn't play very well. Game four, we absolutely had a chance to go up 3-1. You know, Book was playing great. I think he ended with like 47 points or something like that. And it just felt like it kind of slipped away from us in the fourth quarter. And that was the game that you can point to say that was really the momentum changer. Because Milwaukee comes back at home, ends up taking game four. The series goes 2-2, and then we go back to Phoenix, and then they just made big plays. I mean, that was a great series. We were in every game, except game three wasn't great, but – you know, every other game, you know, we were right there to win it, had our opportunities, and just didn't capitalize on them. Obviously, when you go back and look now, there were some things that we could have done a little bit differently. But, you know, I'm grateful that we had the opportunity to make it that stage. And you have to give Milwaukee all the credit in the world. They just made the big plays when they needed to, and we unfortunately didn't.
All right, Frank, great stuff,
thank
man.
You, man.
We appreciate you joining us.
Great working with you, too, those last couple of days, my man. We'll stay in touch.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. You will be shocked at the lengths the Boston Celtics are going to win this game tonight. That's next, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I've been waiting for this one. You're switching it up on me. All right, Rob G, we got an interesting story here. Do share.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yeah, we got a little remix here, because normally in Shop Talk, we talk about stuff that's away from sports. But this story is too juicy. We can't let it slip by any further, all right? Prior to tonight's Game 3, which tips off in about 10 minutes, while the Golden State Warriors players were warming up on their end of the court, Celtics players on their end of the court, some of the Warriors players said, you know what? This rim looks a little bit off. I don't know what it is. Just something looks off about it. They came out, and it turns out they were right. The Golden State Warriors end of the hoop was 2 inches taller than regulation height. So they had to stop their warm-up, have somebody come out and fix it, and they were delayed by about 20 minutes before the game. They knew
but they allowed the Celtics to keep warming up.
Correct.
They shouldn't have let them warm up either. Or they should have let the Warriors go down to their basket and warm up too. I mean, it would have been crazy, all those players down there. But that's ridiculous. I'm going to tell y'all a story today on First Things First. Nick Wright was saying that the Celtics should try to egg on Draymond Green to get him ejected. And I said at the end, we discussed it, but then I said, look, bottom line is you're scared. You're coming up with all these shenanigans outside of real basketball strategy to try to beat the Warriors. And lo and behold, that's exactly what's going on. My goodness, Rob. That's terrible.
Come on.
How'd it happen?
So it's funny. Tom Brady's okay in the Patriots, but Boston.
What's Tom Brady got to do with this?
No, I'm saying you really believe the Celtics had anything to do with that rim? I'm asking you.
Rob G has a good theory.
What is the theory, Rob? Because I'm asking you about the Celtics. Do they have anything to do with height of the rim?
There was a staffer similar to the deflator in New England who took it upon himself.
What is he, the elevator?
Exactly. He calls off the elevator.
The elevator and the deflator.
I think he decided, you know what? We're going to change these rims for the entire pregame. It's all off. And then right before tip-off, we're going to walk up and say, hey, you know what? That looks off a little bit. And then we'll fix it before the game. But okay. The Warriors are already warmed up on a 10-foot tip.
No, but
so
wait a minute.
Off for the whole first quarter.
Anybody who's ever played basketball, okay, you already know, Chris, you know when you shoot and the rim's not right or it doesn't feel right.
Right.
So there's no way you can, they're not going to warm up. You start making a shot.
No, they did warm up for a while. How long did they warm up, Rob G?
No, but you know.
They didn't discover it after the first shot.
But you know,
I agree with you, Rob. You can tell.
You can tell if a rim is right. Right. I think so.
But. They did apparently warm up for a while, at least a little bit.
At least a few minutes for sure.
Right.
But you know,
on the high rim, because that's the last thing you're expecting. I was being facetious, Rob, about the Celtics. But I do think Rob G's theory might be correct, because how does that happen? This is the freaking NBA Finals.
So it's the elevator.
According to ESPN,
Jordan Poole did not warm up at all while they were fixing it. Because he got there late to do the warm-up, so by the time they started fixed, he was waiting for 20 minutes before he started warming up.
Rob, you know those old Celtic stories in the old Boston Garden.
Boston's full of cheaters now. All they do
the
is cheat.
The heat would be burning up in the locker room of the visiting team, and no hot water in the showers. I mean, come on, man.
See, maybe the deflator now works for the Celtics.
Bet. Shekel City, you better make a...
It's too late.
Shekel City.
I just put all my 501 money in that.
Oh. Golden State, I think they just awoke a sleeping giant. We'll see. All right, we got an hour left on this Worship Wednesday. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.